Welcome to your 5 for today. The weather recently hasn't been very good. Outside it was cold. There were grey skies, a disagreeable wind. And certainly it is not an encouraging prospect to go outside. The postman came. A couple of bills and a load of junk mail that is rather annoying. The lunchtime news was also a bit depressing. In fact, when I analysed it, there wasn't much to cheer me up at all. Disagreements in Parliament, the Prime Minister criticised, the health service struggling to cope, violence, crime, abuse, and corruption on nearly every hand. All this was not very cheery, so I waited for the weather forecast and wasn't thrilled to learn that there is more cold and dreary weather still to come. So I picked up the newspaper, and not surprisingly, nothing to make me feel happier. Scandal in the entertainment business. Sportsmen cheating. Talks about Brexit not going smoothly. Food prices and house prices and fuel prices all going up. Articles about sad family tragedies. Homelessness. Deprivation. Then in the wider world there's famine, disease, refugees fleeing from war zones and so on. The news today, by no stretch of the imagination, could be called good. I suppose we could respond to this gloomy situation and say, well, there's nothing much I can do to change this bleak scenario. I don't have influence, and I don't have power or the finances that could help to change anything of this magnitude. Perhaps then, before I start thinking about whether I could or could not think of changing things on the world stage, maybe I should be thinking that we are not going to change the world without changing people in it first. Remember the old adage that says, charity begins at home. Maybe we should change the direction of this philosophy. If the answer is changing people, then I should start by being more subjective and critically looking at myself. When I do this, it is natural to think I'm fine. But then maybe I'm biased. Maybe in reality I'm not fine. I remember some lines of Rabbi Burns in this connection. He wrote that God, who's good, the gift would give us to see ourselves as others see us. What do other people think about me? Would we be surprised if we knew? If I am honest, there must be room for improvement, something I should change. So when I look at myself now and look back over my life, it is easy to see that I'm not perfect. That isn't good news either. For an unbiased assessment and a reality check, we should look into the Bible. The big question now is, what does God say about me? Before I do this, perhaps I should prepare myself for a shock, in case there is bad news coming. What do I find? There is not a just man on the face of the earth. The Bible tells us the whole world is guilty before God, that we have all sinned. The old prophet tells us that the soul that sins shall die, meaning separation from God. So when I consider myself in the light of what the God of the Bible says about me, the holiness of God condemns me, and I am guilty. This certainly is not good news. So probably the question I should be asking is there any good news that will meet my need? There is, of course. And it is the good news of the gospel, which tells us that the Father God sent his Son Jesus to be the Saviour of the world. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. The Bible is the source of good news. Sinners need a Saviour and salvation from the dire consequences of our sins. What can I do to come into the good of the greatest of all good news? The Bible says, turn in repentance to God and trust in the once crucified Saviour. Thank you for listening, and may the Lord bless you.